Let's finish us together. Today's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Pei Tes, and we are right after, we are on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, at the words V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, about 20 lines down on the page. Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, B'shah sheyared Moshe mufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Bas Satan v'amar lefanav. So, the Satan came and said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah n'hechahi. Where is the Torah? Amar lo nisati la'aretz. Hashem said, I gave the Torah down to the ground. Halach etzel aretz. So the Satan went to the land. Amar lo Torah hechani. Where's the Torah? Amar lo Elokim haven darka v'hu yadas mekoma. Hashem knows where it is. I am not capable of holding the entire Torah within myself. Halach etzel yami, went to the ocean. Because it says in Eov that the Torah is rechava mini yam. The ocean said, it's not with me. I can't contain the whole Torah either. Halach etzel tahomi, went to the deep depths of the sea. Amalo ein bi, and the depth said, they're not by me. Shnemar tahom amalo vi hi v'yam amar eini madi. Avadon v'maves amru. Then he went to the angel of Gehenim, that runs Gehenim. That's what the Mefarshim say. Ba'azneinu shemana shima. We heard about it, but we don't have it. I looked for it in all the land. I did not find Torah. On my low, Lech Eitzel Ben Amram. Go to the son of Amram. And the Maharal explains, why does he call him Ben Amram over here? Because Torah is only Miskayim in a person who is humble. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even consider himself anything. I'm Ben Amram. He doesn't have his own name. Because a person who's arrogant, so that's going to give a limit to the Torah. He thinks he's made it. He's gotten there. The whole key to learning Torah is being humble and realizing there's always, always, always more to do it. He's a Ben Amram. Moshe Rabbeinu was humble. He's Ben Amram. He didn't even consider himself anything. I'm the son of somebody else. Halach etzel Moshe v'amalo Torah shenasna l'kadosh baruch hu'echani. So the Satan went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, where's the Torah? Amalo v'chima ani shenasan li Hakadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I? You think Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave me the whole Torah? Who am I? Amalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Moshe, badayata. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, you're lying. I gave you the Torah. Amalo fan of Ribbono Shel Olam, chamuda genuza yesh lecha shata mishtashia b'b'chol yom. You have this precious, treasured Torah that you delight in it every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights every day. Ani achzik Torah la'atzmi. I'm going to say, oh, the Torah's with me. I'm going to say, this holy Torah that you play, I'm going to say, oh, I'm the one, I'm the master of the Torah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, ho miyatad atzmecha, since you made yourself low and you made yourself as if you're not such a big Talmud Chacham, tikare al shemecha. I'm going to call the Torah by your name. Shenemar pasuk in Malachi says, zichru Torah's Moshe avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe. In one of the Achronim, Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz writes that why was Moshe Rabbeinu say that he didn't really have the Torah when he really had the Torah? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel, that a person is allowed to lie about three things. The Mesechta, Bapuria, Uvachsanya. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, three things you're allowed to lie about. Things that have to do with a husband and wife, intimate details of a husband and wife you're allowed to lie about, like if your kids ask you, why your wife came home at 10 o'clock at night, she's allowed to say she went shopping, not that she's coming back from the mikveh. You're allowed to say things like that. You're allowed to lie about Puria. You're allowed to lie. And what else? It's a private matter. You don't want people knowing about these things. Achsanya is, let's say there's a guy who's giving out a lot of tzedakah, so the poor people are allowed to lie. Well, where'd you get all that money from? Oh, I got it from Yankel, who's a big baal tzedakah. You're allowed to lie about that. Achsanya, where'd you eat your meals? Oh, he hosts everybody. you're allowed to lie about that, because then every poor person's going to go to the guy, and then he's not going to have anything left for himself. And what's the other thing you're allowed to lie about? How much Torah you know. If you're a Talmud Chacham, so you're allowed to say, I don't really know this. Humility in terms of how much Torah you know, you're allowed to lie about that. Three things. So Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to lie about how much Torah he knew. So said the Acharonim over here. Interesting. Let's continue. V'amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. B'sha'a sha'ala Moshe l'amara mitz'ola HaKadosh Baruch Hu sh'ayah kosher ksarim. Before we get to this, so in the Sefer Afike Yam, the explanation that I said to you is basically the Marsha's explanation. The Sefer Afike Yam is that he has a little bit of a different pshat, and basically the Satan was coming to say, how could any human being on earth, how could any flesh and blood, any human being have Torah? So he went to the earth, it means he went to the Rishayim, then he went to the Beinonim, and he went to the people who were Ame Haaretz, the different people, and all of them said, we don't have Torah. And the end result is that Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim and tamidi chacham shebuchol dar v'dar, that's who Torah is really for. That they're mechadish chidushim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights in each and every day. They do something new. So says the Afike Yam. Fine. Amar Shimon Levi. B'shash ala Moshe lamar mitzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayi kosher ksarim laosios. Moshe went up to Shemayim. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns to the letters. Amar lo, Moshe, ein shalom b'irecha. So here's what happens. Moshe goes up, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying, and he stands there, he doesn't say anything. So Hashem looks up from his job of tying the tag and says to Moshe, in your neighborhood, they don't say Shalom Aleichem when they come in and greet somebody. In your neighborhood, they don't say Shalom Aleichem. Amalo. So, Amalafanav, Klum Yesh Eved Shinosin Shalom Larabo. When a servant comes in and the master's in the middle of his work, does the servant have a right to interrupt the master and say, Herzachim, by the way, I'm standing here waiting to speak to you, Rebbe Nishlom. Please stop what you're doing so I can talk to you. Amalo, Hayilacha La'azreini. Hashem says to him, no, you should have greeted me by saying, good luck in your work of tying crowns to the letters of Torah. Miyad, so right away, says the Gemara, the next time Moshe Rabbeinu needed the Rebbe Nishlom, he didn't wait to be called. Now I know. So now I learned that I'm supposed to bother you. When I need you, I'm going to bother you. So that's when we need Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're allowed to bother him. So we learned from this Gemara that when we need him, we're allowed to bother him. Unbelievable. So says the Marasha. The Amar Rishim and Levi, my dichsev ayaharam ki voshesh Moshe. The word boshesh, I'm pretty sure, only appears that I know. I only know of it one other place in Tanakh. Maybe it's more places, but I don't think it's anywhere else in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I might be wrong. The people saw that boshesh Moshe. Moshe had delayed coming back after the 40 days. This led to the building of the Cheder Egel. Boshesh Moshe. Al tikri boshesh ela ba'ushesh. That the sixth hour had come. What does this mean? B'shash ela Moshe lamara mamal nisrael l'sofar ba'im yom b'tchilas sheshani ba. When Moshe went up to get the Torah, he told Klal Yisrael, at the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, after 40 days, I'm going to come. But they thought it was on the 40th day at the sixth hour. So l'sofar barim yom. So when it was the 40th day, bas satan ve'irbe v'sa'olam, the satan made it a very dark day, a stormy day. Amar lahen Moshe rabchen heichanu. So the satan said to the people, "Where's Moshe, your master?" Amar lo ala lamarum. So they said to the Satan, he went up to the heavens to get the Torah. Amar lahen, bo sheish. No, the sixth hour came, he's not here yet. Below shkicholav, they didn't listen to him. Mace, Satan, he died. Below shkicholav, they didn't listen to him. Herlam dunas mitaso, the Satan saw a picture, showed them a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu dead in Shemayim. V'hainu d'ka'amrile, and that's why they said to Aaron, Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish. Kizeh, they pointed to the picture of Moshe dead in Shemayim. Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish lo yadana mehayelo. So what do you see from this Gemara? So Rashi, take a look at Rashi. Ba ha-satan. Hu yetzahara. Hamachti yasa'adam. Hu ha'ola umastin. Rashi says, the satan is the yetzahara. It's a Gemara, I think, in Bava Basra. Hu satan, hu yetzahara, hu malach hamav. It's here, Bava Basra, daf, tes zayin. What do you see here about the Satan, about how the Yetzirah works? First of all, right, sounds like it wasn't have a conversation with the Satan. It was a conversation internally that every Jew had inside himself with his own conscience. That's the Yetzirah. What do you see from the Yetzirah? He tries once to get you. He tries twice to get you, three times. He never gives up, that guy. He never gives up. A person shouldn't feel like, oh, I conquered the Yetzirah. Oh, I conquered. I'm already done. I have no more challenges in the Yetzirah. He always gets you. And how does the Yetzirah work? He's machnis doubt. Whenever there's doubt, that's when the Yetzirah jumps in, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, we thought he was supposed to come 40 days. 40, 41, which day was it all? All of a sudden, as soon as you have doubts, that's when the Satan, oh, boom, I got him. A person has to be so strong in his amunah, so strong in his faith. The second there's a little bit of doubt, if you leave a little bit open, the Satan jumps in and starts messing around with you. Let's go weiter. Omer le Ahume Rabbanon le Rav Kahana. Mishmielach Mai Har Sinai. What does the name Sinai signify? Omer le Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Li Yisrael. Miracles happened. What miracles? They died and they had Tchias HaMesim. It's a pretty serious miracle. Har Nisai Mibayla. No, if it was Nisim, it shouldn't have been Sinai. It should have been Nisai. Ella Har Shanasa Simon Tov Li Yisrael. A great, great Simon happened to the Jewish people there. But Har Simanai Mibayla. I should have said Simanai, not Sinai. Amalei Maitamar Lo Shchichis Kamei Derav Papa Rav Hunan Beri Derav Yeshua Dema'ini Be'agadata. You should have listened to these rabbis who always have great explanations in Agadata. Derav Chista Verav Beri Derav Hunan. Damer Tavayu Mai Har Sinai. Why was it called Har Sinai? Har sheyarda sina la'akum alav. The mountain that hatred of the Goyim happened on it. So there's two explanations here. Either hatred of the Goyim, meaning that Hashem offered the Torah to the Goyim. Hashem offered his most precious possession, the Torah, to the Goyim. They said, no, we're not interested. So Hashem said, oh, you're not interested? Well, then I'm not interested in you. So A, because they rejected it. Or others say, no, it means the Goyim have sinna to Klal Yisrael because of Torah, because of the fact that we're different. Everybody hates people who are different. So the fact that we now have different marching orders than the Goyim, so therefore the Goyim hate us because we're different. That's why Har Sinai is called Har Sinai. Har Sheyarda Sinna La'akum Olav. On this mountain, Sinna La'akum either means the Goyim were hated or the Goyim hate us. One of the Drushas Haran says that pshat, that the Goyim hate us. This midbar had five names. Midbar Tsin, Shenitztavu Yisrael Olav, the commandments. Tsin is from the language of Tzivoy. Midbar Kodesh, Shenitzkadshu Yisrael Olav, Midbar Kedemos, Shenitma Keduma Olav, the Torah that was 974 generations before the world was given to us. Midbar Paran, Sheparu Varavu Alea Yisrael. Unbelievable. Right when they left Matan Torah, Hashem said, Shuvalachem la'aleichem. They went right back to their wives. They had relations, and everybody gave birth to a child. Rashi said, take a look at the top Rashi. Sheparu v'ravu. D'chol echad nis'abra ishto zecher. The mitzvah shuvalachem la'aleichem. Oh, I'm sorry. D'chol echad nis'abra ishto zachar. The mitzvah shuvalachem la'aleichem. Each one of them had a baby boy. And Rashi says, "V'lo yadana hecha remiza." I have no idea where they got this idea from that everybody had kids after Har Sinai. Matan Torah inspired them all to have children. Interesting. Midbar Sinai sheyarda sinah la'akum alav. Uma shemo chorev shemo. Pliga de Rabbi Avel. This argues Rabbi Avel. Dam Rabbi Avel. Har Sinai shemo. V'lam nekorach har chorev. Sheyor de churva la'akam alav. Same idea. That the destruction for the Goyim happened from this mountain. Now we go a little bit back to discuss the other point. Minayin shekoshin lashon shel zahoris. How do you know that on Yom Kippur they would tie a crimson string to the head of the goat that was thrown off the mountain? Because the pasuk in Yishayo says, "Im yuchat echem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu." Shabbos chazon. Because if your sins will be red, they will turn white. Kashanim, kashanimi, by the way. Why is it in the plural? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Lom Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Emiuchat Eichem, Kashanim Alolos, Shesedurus, Abolos, Shesedurus, Mei Breishas, Vat Akshav, Kashel Yabidu. Even if you'll have so many sins, like all the years from the 60 years, days of creation till now, still, I'm going to forgive them. Darash Rabba, Mai Dechsev, L'chuna V'nivachacha Yomar Hashem. Go have a conversation. L'chuna bona mibayle. It should have said, let's have a discussion. Secondly, Yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem mibayle. What's Yomar in the future? Says the Gemara, La'asid lavo at the time of Tchias HaMesim, Yomar Lama Kamesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, L'chuna eitzel avoseichem v'yochicho eschem. Go to the avos, and they will rebuke you. V'yomru lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Eitzel Mi Nelech, Eitzel Avraham Shamarta LeYado Ateda, V'lo Bigish Rachem Aleinu. Should we go to Avraham Avinu that you promised him that we would get Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't daven that we shouldn't have Golas? Eitzel Yitzchak Shabirach Es Esa V'haya Kasher Torid, V'lo Bigish Rachem Aleinu. Yitzchak said that when Esav has strength over us, he said there's going to be a time that Esav is going to have strength over us, and he didn't daven for us. Eitzel Yaakov shamarta lo onochi eridim cham mitzrayma, v'lo bigish rachem aleinu. Hashem said to him, you're going to go down to Egypt, and Yaakov didn't say, no, don't do that. Eitzel min elech, achshav, yomar Hashem. You're not willing to rely on the Avos, you're only willing to rely on me, well, then I'm going to forgive you. And in an unbelievable Gemara coming up, all right, we'll see in a second. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. My Dichsev, Ki Ata Avinu, passing the Shayo. Hashem, you are our Father. Ki Avram lo Yodanu, Vi Yisrael lo Yakirenu. Ata Hashem Avinu Goaleinu Me'olam Shemecha. Unbelievable Gemara. Hashem, you are our Father. La'asid Lavo, in the future time of Tchias HaMesim, Yom Elah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Avram, Banecha Chatuli, Hashem will say to Avram Avinu, Avram, your sons sinned to me. Amar L'Avram Avinu Shalolam, Yimachu Al Kiddushas Shemecha. They sinned, they deserve it. Blot them out to sanctify your holy name. Omar, Emelei LeYaakov, Dehavelei Tzad Gidol Banim. Maybe I'll try to get Yaakov to advocate for the Jewish people, because Yaakov had a lot of children, 12 children, 12 sons. So he spent so much time raising them, maybe he'll care about them. Efshe debay rachmalai, maybe he'll daven to defend Klal Yisrael. Amalei banecha chatu. So Hashem says to Yaakov, your sons sinned. Amar lefanu ribono shel olam, yimachu al kiddushas shemecha. They sinned, they deserve it. It's a desecration of your name. They should be wiped out to sanctify your name. Amar, Hashem said, lo besabi taima v'lo bedar to get etza. The Zeda has no good reason for me to forgive them. And the grandson, the Dardiki, the young one, the grandson has no Eitzah, no defense for Klal Yisrael. Let me go to Yitzchak. Omar lo li Yitzchak, banecha chatuli. Your sons sinned to me. Omar lefan of ribon shalolam, banai velo banecha. Are they my kids and not your kids? B'shashik dim lefanecha nasev v'nishma. and they accepted your Torah, like Karas lem bini b'chori, you called them your son. V'achshav banai v'lo banecha. So that's taina number one. V'od kama chatu, how much did they sin already? Kama shnosav shaladim shivim shana. An average person lives 70 years. Dal esrim delo anishalayu. The first 20 years of a person's life, he can't get misa bidei shamayim. Dora midbar Hashem only punished once they got to 20. Chena meraglim mi ben esrim shana v'mala. Bezin shalmala does not punish until 20 years. So says Rashi. In the Yerushalmi, it says a person doesn't get kares until after 20 years. So the first 20 years will be Michael. Pashul Chamshin, that leaves 50. Dal Esrim Chamish de Leil Vasa. Half of the 50 years was nighttime. How much could they already sin during the night? They're sleeping in the nighttime. How much could you sin when you sleep? Pashuluhu Esrim Chamish. That leaves 25 years. Dal Tatesar Yupalga Ditzluye Umechel de Beis Hakise. That leaves 25 years. 12 and a half of the years they were davening, eating, and going to the bathroom. How much sinning can you do when you're davening and you're eating and you're going to the bathroom? Pshulu tati sari upalga. That leaves 12 and a half years. Im atasovalas kulam. If you're willing, Rabbanu Shalom, to take all 12 and a half years on your back, mutav, great. Vim lav palga alai upalga alaych. I'll take half of them and you take the other half. Vim timslam akulam alai. If you want me to take all 12 and a half, I could do that too. Hakarvis nafshi kamach. I sacrificed my life for you. So I'll take the sins of the 12 and a half years. Paschu va'amru. Ata avinu. So Klal Yisrael said that pasuk in Yeshayahu. You Yitzchak, you're our real father. Amar lam Yitzchak, ad she'atem mekalsin li. Don't praise me, it's not about me. Kalsal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'machvi luhu Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'inayu. Yitzchak pointed and showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their eyes. Miyad naso inim lamor v'amam ata Hashem avinu go'aleinu me'olam shemecha. Right, what was that pasuk? The pasuk is in Yeshayahu, perek samach gimel, pasuk design. Ki ata avinu ki avram lo yadanu v'yisrael lo yakirenu ata Hashem avinu go'aleinu me'olam shemecha. First they said Yitzchak ata avinu, and then Yitzchak pointed out to them that the real master is Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, so the main topic, the main idea here that my Rabbeim, especially one of my Rabbeim, Reb Mendel Blachman, used to always say on this Gemara, one main idea used to always say, what's the pshat that Yitzchak was able to defend Klal Yisrael, but Avram and Yaakov were not able to defend Klal Yisrael? What's the pshat? So it has to do with an understanding of who Yitzchak is. Who exactly Yitzchak is. So, Alpi Kabbalah, Torah Sanistar, so, not even Alpi Kabbalah, just basic Kabbalah. Basic. Avram is known as the Midas HaChesed, right? Titin Emes Liakov Chesed LaAvraham. Chesed. Avram is a doer. He's a Baal Chesed. He's feeding. He's got the Eshel. He's doing. He's being Makarif people. He's doing. Yitzchak, Chazal say about Yitzchak, Afarot Tzur al Gabe HaMizbech, that he was actually shechted. A piece of him was shechted on the Mizbech. His ashes are still strewn on the Mizbech. That's what Chazal say. What does that mean? That Avram Avinu symbolized the accomplishment that a person can make in this world. Avram Avinu is the this worldly Jew. Yitzchak Avinu is the next worldly Jew. He never left Eretz Yisrael. He was an Oyla Tamima. He was super spiritual. He was all about Olam Haba, all about the next world. And Yaakov was a balance of both. He realized you have to have a balance of both. Midas HaTiferes, they say by Yaakov. Yitzchak is Gvura. What does Gvura mean? Gvura means very introverted. Yitzchak was very introverted. He didn't go acting too much. He didn't do too much. When he dug wells, he only redug his father's wells. He didn't really accomplish and achieve so much in this world because he felt this world is meaningless. He took the idea of this world being meaningless to an extreme. It's all about the next world. Avraham Avinu said, no, this world. And Yaakov is a balance. You're supposed to have a balance. You're supposed to worry about this world and also the next world. But Dafka Bizman Tchias HaMeisim, what does Yitzchak say? What's this world about? How much can you even accomplish in this world after you finished eating and drinking and going to the... This world is meaningless. It's not... And that's what ended up. So if Klal Yisrael, okay, we sinned a little bit, but we also did a lot of good stuff when we were here. We tried to do the best that we could. So it's Dafka Yitzchak Avinu, who has the perspective of the Olam HaEmes, of the next world, that what's this world anyway? Okay, we didn't do so well in this world. Hashem should forgive us anyway. It's Dafka, that approach that succeeded. That's why Yitzchak succeeded, but Avram and Yaakov, who had more of an emphasis on this world, did not succeed in defending a Klal Yisrael. Okay, we have time, so let's do a little bit more. Let's do a little bit more, but first let's just see if we have skip anything here. Right, before when we talked about how the Satan came to the land and he came to the ocean. Right, there's a pasuk about the Torah. The pasuk in Iov says, "Arucha me'eretz mida urechava mineyam." The Torah is bigger than the earth, and it's wider than the ocean. Rechava mineyam. Right, we like to refer to the Gemara as the Yam HaTalmud. The Yama Talmud. I once heard a beautiful mashal from Rabbi Mansour that stuck with me. He said, why we call the Satan went to the ocean. It was, I can't contain all of Torah. The world said, I can't contain all of Torah. So Rabbi Mansour once said, he spoke at DRS once, he said, what does it mean that the Torah is Rechava Mine Yam? It's wider than the ocean. So he said, imagine you go to Atlantic Beach, you go to Long Beach or Atlantic Beach by the ocean there, and you bring 100,000 fire trucks, and they start pumping. 100,000 fire trucks start pumping water out of the ocean for a month, for a year. Would it make a dent in the ocean? Wouldn't make a dent in it. That's the way Torah is. That's the Yama Talmud. How much could you learn? Every time you learn, it's vast. There's no end. There's no end to the learning. That's why the Mefarshim say, the Maharal says, that's why they called Moshe Ben Amram in this Gemara. Because anyone who has gaiva, so that means you feel you've made it already. You're worth something. There's an end. You've reached your objective. A humble person knows he's never reached it. That's why Torah can only be studied by someone who's humble. Because you can only learn if you realize there's never an end. You always can learn more. You always can grow more. There's no such thing as finishing. There's no such thing as known kala Torah kula. That's why the Torah is compared to the ocean. Because the ocean is the only mashal we have of like something that's infinite. That's like so massive and so vast. It's so huge that even if you try to pump all the water out of it, it's like a nothing. It's like you took a little bit out of it. You took a mashu out of it. Okay. Let's continue. Do a little bit more over here. Now we go back to, so after all that beautiful Agadata about Talmud Torah and about the Yetzer Hara, so we go back to studying the ordinary issues of Hilchos Shabbos, like how much are you allowed to carry on Shabbos? We got to come down from the mountain here now. Let's come down from the mountain. So Hamotzi Eitzim. Person carries wood on Shabbos. What's the minimum shear? Kedei levashel beitza kala. The amount of wood it takes to cook a dried fig's worth of an egg. Beitza kala means like a chicken's egg that cooks quickly. Tavlin, how many spices? If you're carrying spices, kedei latabel beitz hakala, to spice the egg, umitztarfin zeh im zeh, all the different types of spices combined, klipei agozim Uklipe Rimonim. If you're carrying out the peels of walnuts or the peels of pomegranates, apparently these were used in the process of dyes. Istis upua. Kedei litzpa, also other types of dyes. What do you have there in the English? A certain type of vegetation called krug. Type of a dye from tchelas, or various types of grass that are made, right? We had it before. Red dye. Kedei litzpa ben beged katan pi sivacha. Like the amount that you would take to dye of a woman's like kerchief, of a woman's small kerchief, the small garment that a woman wears on her head, type of netting that she would wear on her head. Meraglayim, person carries urine. Neser uboris, these things were actually paradoxically used for cleaning. Different types of soap, a type of dirt used for cleaning. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but they used to use like certain types of clay, right? You go to these spas, they use like clay to clean the woman's skin. Uboris, type of salt. Kimolya va'ashlag, different types of grasses made for cleaning. Kedei l'chabes beged katan pi sivacha, like the amount that it would take to clean the small garment on the woman's head. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei l'havir es hakesem, enough soap to remove the stain of the woman, the stain of the of a woman who's a nida if she stains her garment. Now ask the Gemara, didn't we already have this already? Says the Gemara, Tanina Chadazim, doesn't this sound familiar? We had this already earlier in the Mishnah. Kone kedei lasos kulmus. That if you take out a reed, it's enough to make a quill. But if it was too thick or cracked in order to use it for a quill, so it's the amount of wood that you need to be mevashel a beitz akala. Trufa unasuna beilfus, when it's already mixed up and put in the pot. Answer the Gemara. Ma'u desema hasam hu delo chazi lemide. That is not worth anything else aside from cooking. I will eat him the chazu lekacha deiklida. However, wood that could be used as the tooth in a lock, I feel a kol shehu. You might have thought even less than this, less than the amount that's needed for cooking would be chayav kamash malon. That no, even wood is the shear is levashel eitzah kala, because that's the. A stam eitzim is made for firewood and not for the lock of the wood. Even though it's a leniency, nevertheless, that's what most wood is used for. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up as Hashem tomorrow. Tava. Now,
I think we skipped two lines.
Okay, that happens to me all the time. Thank you. Where did I skip?
Before the Mishnah.
Okay, so that happens to me all the time. Thank you, AJ. At least somebody's paying attention. AJ's the only guy that has that doesn't have covered for me. That's good. You can't have covered. You can't have covered. You have to tell me. How come you didn't tell me I skipped a line? Maybe everybody else was sleeping. They thought they missed it. Or I read it too fast. AJ, thank you. Let's review this again. Thank you, AJ. Good thing we still have 5 minutes left. Amar b'chib Rabbi Yochan, Roy Hoy Yaakovin Leilun Tzayim B'shal Sholos Shol Barzel. Yaakov Avinu deserved to go down to Egypt with chains of iron chains. Elish Zechuso Garmelo. But the Zechus that he had caused that he shouldn't go down that way. Tchsev b'chav le'odom em shechem ba'avosos ahava. With chains of love. Ve'eyalem kemirime ol al lechehem. Ve'at olav ochil. Now, because Hashem loved Yaakov, so he brought him down to Egypt in an honorable, respectful way, with soft ropes, not with chains. Even though there was like tremendous tsaros in Mitzrayim, but that happened only after. But when he went down, He went down in glory. So really, if there was a nevuah for Klai Yisrael that they were going to go down and be in Gullus, they should have went down in a bad way. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Yaakov, he had his zchus. What was the zchus? That Garmelo? What was his zchus? The Medrash says, B'ni B'chori. I don't know what the particular zchus was, but the way Yaakov lived his life. The way he lived his life. So his zchusim, the zchusim of all the sacrifices that he made for the Rabbonu Shalom, So because of that, Hashem didn't bring him down badly. He brought him down in a very, in an unbelievably honored and respectful way with all the agalos, right? He brought him down because of all the good that he did. Okay, thank you, AJ, for that. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you. Did I skip anything else? Everything else I read? Okay, I got it all. Okay. Shkoyach, AJ, thank you.